بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل استعانة بيبات مفرور إلى قبل الشيخ وبلد شعبي ووضعت سبنا وكره وكلام في شيخ المتع. كل استعانة بيبات مفرور هنا أدم في غريب عاصر مفرور هنا يرشي أدم كي بيابات مفرور قدم کے بیابان سے مفرور ہوں گا گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا قدم کے بیابان سے مسرور ہوں گا گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا عجم کے بیابان سے مسرور ہوں گا گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا گناہوں پہ اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا اڑے گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ اڑے گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ میں ایسے غباروں میں مسرور ہوں گا میں روزے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے میں روزے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے بدل نور ہوں گا بجان نور ہوں گا مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا ہر ایک امر میں راہ سنت پہ چل کر ہر ایک امر میں راہ سنت پہ چل کر خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا مدینے میں جب قلب و جان چھوڑ آیا مدینے میں جب قلب و جان چھوڑ آیا میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا قبا کی زیارت اور نفلوں سے ابتر قبا کی زیارت اور نفلوں سے ابتر ہر ایک راہ سنت سے پرنور ہوں گا میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا مدینے
Then I hope only by the intercession of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will grant me forgiveness, inshallah. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us so easy. Recite 10 times durood upon me in the morning, 10 times durood upon me in the evening, and my shafaat will become, intercession will become wajib upon me. Listen to the adhan properly. Pay attention. Answer the adhan. After the muazzin finish the adhan, recite durood upon me. Read the dua of wasila, then halat lahu shafaati. My intercession becomes necessary for such a person. So myself, all of us, we should ponder and think. We write in Medina Sharif, are we paying attention to the adhan? Are we replying to the adhan? And then Hazrat further explains, Urega, Awase, Johati, Beite, Ubaro, Memastur, Rahunga. And in the early days, now it's all tiled around, so we can't just imagine this. When it was only the sand around the whole of Medina to Munawwara, the masjid itself of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only stands there, Hazrat says, when the dust will be blowing off Medina to Munawwara, then I won't be closer, running away. I'll become engulfed and I'll be covered as if that becomes my chadar, my shawl. I'll be so enjoying that dust. And that is that Mubarak dust upon our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam footsteps. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they threaded on that sand. And that sand is so Mubarak that a person just enjoys to be in that enclosure. Hazrat then further mentions, may roga bifalli ala. Nazar karke, badil noor honga, baja noor honga. When Allah Ta'ala gives me now the opportunity to be right present in the Rauza-e Paak of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I have to present my salam upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the one hand you are eager, on the other hand you feel shivery. Where can my salam be accepted in the court of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But just the mere fact that Allah brought me, you stand at a distance, and you pass your salam to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with a proper etiquette, adab, then Hazrat says, I'll be engulfed, my heart and my soul, and my whole body will be engulfed in that noor, and that special mercy that Allah Ta'ala is descending, and sending down upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as our Hazrat teaches us, when a person wants to benefit from Medina to Munawwara, and from our company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then when you dare the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then say, Ya Allah, you are sending the most rahmat upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let one fleck, even one, and I hope that one drop of that rahmat fleck upon me, tomorrow thereafter, your whole life will be changed. And you will go there like a person like me, wretched, and you'll come down, that for the person that is concerned now, and worried and quicker how sunnah can come in my life, in the life of the whole ummah. Otherwise, myself, we go right to Medina to Munawwara, and we go. Sometimes we go in the right way, with topi, everything. We see other people don't have topi, we come out without it. Because why? We didn't get the noor of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that rahmat, that is, we didn't take out our raincoat of sin. We have to make tawbah, istighfar, that Allah Ta'ala is allowing me to be present in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where is the position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and this useless slave to be in the company of our Shaykh, our Mashayikh? That alone is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says then, when a person realizes, where am I now? Allah has brought me here, am I dreaming or am I living a real life? Medina ki anwar, sham wa ta'asr, sarapa jil wa jaati masroor. When I realize I'm right in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every moment, then what can be said of the morning of Medina Sharif, the evening of Medina Sharif? In other words, every moment to be in Medina to Munawwara, I'll be just overjoyed. My body and soul will be overjoyed in a state of ecstasy. And what is the sign of that ecstasy? That every moment you engage in durood, you engage in the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, proper adab, etiquette we are worried about. Then Hazrat says that what is the sign of this adab? Main mamnoon honga khuda ke karam ka. Kabhi dil mein apne jaan maghroor rahunga. That I'll be extremely just making shukr to Allah Ta'ala that Allah, you granted me this opportunity. I don't deserve it in the least, but I'm your worst slave, O Allah, and you brought me to your beloved. And that is where Allah Ta'ala teaches us, when I take you to my beloved, وَلَوْ عَلَّهُمِ ظَلَمُوا عَنْفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. O my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when my servants were called zulam, like myself, we soaked in sun, we are causing zulam upon ourselves, and we complaining that the kuffara are causing zulam. Our greatest enemy, as other teachers are, is our own son. So when we come into the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah says, you make istighfar first, and then you come at the rosa and path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you pass your salam, and you beg Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh my beloved Nabi, I'm your worst ummati. Please raise your hand for this worst ummati and make dua that Allah make my forgiveness. That is Allah ta'ala immediately will forgive us. And then a person will be alive in order now when Allah has cleansed us, how to carry on our life. Allah says, Har ek amar mein rahe sunnat pe chalkar, khuda ke karam se mansoor rahunga. That every moment of my life now, I'll be worried, and every matter of my life, I must do it according to the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today the whole ummah is crying, that we must be crying that Allah ta'ala bar, the future of time, Palestine will only be freed if I free myself from the lifestyle of the kuffar. And I come on to the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Automatically Allah ta'ala, Allah says, I'll be getting the nusrat of Allah immediately. When we come out from the world, then we don't have to be told that boycott their product. We have to boycott their lifestyle. And what? Not becoming as a ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we forget our way of life. But myself first, all of us, we have to really take stock and see how far we have gone from the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we fortunate we have our shaykhs all the time guiding us. And so to say, making us realize that, and the other says, take the real example. When you come to Madinah Sharif, when you see the beautiful mountain of Uhud, don't just look at the mountain. See at the depth of that mountain is the Qabristan of Uhud. And who are lying there? Uhud ke shaheedo ke khune wafaan se. Sabak leke paapan de dastur rahunga. Let those Sahaba Rajan who gave their lives for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In order to obey Allah Ta'ala's command, and when you understand this, then we know jihad is that great rahmat of Allah Ta'ala that will bring goodness in the world, that will bring peace. Jihad is not to take lives of people. Jihad is to bring goodness, to bring happiness in every person's life. So Allah says, we take lesson from all the great Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the uncle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Amzar radiallahu ta'ala, how they gave their life and remained firm on the command and the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll come back with that lesson. That now my life must be according to the commands of Allah. What is my constitution? The command of Allah ta'ala according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any other way of life that clashes, it will be out of my lifestyle. And other than beautifully mentioned, Madina me jab kal ko ja chhod aaya, main majoor hokar na majoor hunga. That other says, everybody desires, when we go with that real feeling, and we get that noor from the Mubarak Masjid of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who wants to leave Madina to Munawwara? Everybody wants to be there, but we learn from our pious elders that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that now you go out in the world and spread my Mubarak message, spread my mission, and worry that the whole ummah here, Dawah al-Hijabah accepted the call of Tawheed, we must come on to Sunnah. And from that the whole world must see, and those who didn't accept Islam, we must be mean. Of those people looking at us and coming into Islam. Not that they look at me and they run away from Islam. So Hazrat says on the one hand that although I'll be feeling that now I'm being making hijrat, I'm leaving my Mubarak Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's masjid, but I'll leave my heart and soul. In other words, I'll come back for that great speaker of every moment, Chispida may be rahu, Shaha may be rahu, Hamesha taqwa salamat rahe, sunnat ki paaband rahe. That wherever I am in the world, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever you are, have taqwa in your heart, you'll be the closest to. So wherever we are, this is what. So you'll be leaving Madina Sharif, but you'll be right in Madina Sharif. And finally, Hazrat mentions, Quba ki ziyarat wa naflo se akhtar, har ek rahe sunnat se pur noor honga. Then like Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, don't forget our roots. Every morning stops on Saturday, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go, read his Ishraq in Masjid-e-Quba. He says, we'll also do that. thinking that is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not going on our way and going just for a tour and taking a walk and forgetting where we are. We are going to the first masjid that was established on Taqwa. So that is where we have to go, to follow the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Hazrat says, in this way, har ek raah sunnat se pur noor. Every way of sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when it comes into my life, the whole environment will enlighten. So in our own home, if we bring one sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so much darkness will go on. And that's how it will spread in our society and the whole world. Allah give me all of us for peace in the world.